So welcome back, everyone. Right now, we are going to be hearing from Susanna Liga. She's a barbershare coach who trained with me in the first group. She has many different qualifications and many different interests, and has really focused on learning how to deal with resistance and dissolve it in a good way by also combining different methods from different coaching courses like the Barbershare course and also focusing. So we're very excited to hear what you have to say about this. Susanna, please start.
Hello, Natasha. Thank you for your welcoming me and announcing me. Yeah, I'm a bit nervous because it's in English now, and I'm not so used to speak English, and I give it a try, so I'm a bit nervous, I must admit. I work as a life art coach, I call it, because I like to combine art and coaching. For me, life is like an artwork. We have the little puzzle pieces, and we have to bring them to go together in a good way, and it's not always easy. We have to look for the right puzzle piece. As you know, it's not always easy, above all when there are many similar colors and it's difficult to find out where to place the puzzle piece. Yeah. Well, as Natasha said, I did the Barbara Scher training in the first round at Frankfurt. I did it after I had nonviolent communication training, and I wanted to bring the nonviolent communication stuff into the everyday life. And Barbara is, in my eyes, a coach for everyday life because she's very grounded and has, practical steps to do. At the time when the training was, my daughters were about teens, teens. And I had more time, and I wanted to find really a good way to help people, because I noticed at school, it is not always easy for kids to find their way because there is a lot of pressure and resistance. That's why I started all my trainings. Yeah. And what I liked about Barbara is what I said already is that she is down to earth with her method. And she said, what I also appreciated, that resistance belongs to life and we have to learn to deal with it. Nothing, there is no other way. And her mission was to really help people to achieve their goals and to live the life they love. And I really want to live the life I love. Resistance manifests in different forms and situations. It shows up as unwillingness, a sort of discomfort, doubt, fear, insecurity, also aversion to a certain task or aversion to change. And it makes like a blockage. You feel a vague feeling, a strange, unclear feeling. Situation where it manifests is when it comes to make decisions, to concentrate on one thing, to try something new, then we tend to meet some resistance. And what do we do when we encounter resistance? We withdraw, we concentrate on other things, we put off the task in front of us, we feel somehow not able to do something, it's not the right moment now. And Barbara Scher had four basic ways to deal with resistance, very easy to apply in everyday life. The first was, you delegate the task. You ask someone else to do the task for you, for simple things like an unpleasant call you don't want to do, or to getting a gift for someone you don't like so much and you have no idea what to give to the person. And what you also can do when you have a call you don't want to do, but you have to do, For example, to call the class teacher of your son, or to have to speak to a client where you are a bit hesitating, then you can pretend to be your own secretary, and you can do the job as your own secretary. This idea I found very funny, and I think it's very helpful sometimes. And if you can't ask another person to do the task, what you can do is you can practice to do the task with someone, to find new ways to express yourself, to train yourself. And then the third way to deal with it is you approach the task which you must learn to do because you really want to do it, or it's very important for your life, for your career, for your family. So you write down your goal and the steps you need to take to achieve your goal. And we already had people speaking about it, the little step, find the smallest step that is possible, and then do a backward planning, I think Astrid spoke about. You have to do so if you want, for example, for your job, learning to make YouTube videos on a regular basis, or a lot of us want to build a coaching practice. So it is really worthwhile to do the fundamental, to be able to do the fundamental steps. And the fourth way is one you should not do without somebody who is trained. It's about getting into, you should use this approach when you have a difficult problem and you want a comprehensive solution so that you will never have the problem again. So you have to work with somebody on this solution and find out why the deeper reasons for your problem. And it happens when you have, very often, it has to do with situations from your childhood or old patterns you got as a kid or in the environment or at school, and the beliefs you have developed on your own, or beliefs you have because of the environment you grew up. And as Barbara said, resistance is a natural part of human behavior. And she was fully engaged in life. She has had a practical way to look at it. She said rather than directly opposing to it, it is an indication that perhaps you are on the wrong track, or you don't follow your needs and values. And you have to find out a way to take into regard your values and needs. And she assumed that blockages can be overcome and goals can be achieved. She was convinced everybody can do it. You have to accept your resistance and then focusing on your strengths and interests. Because when you focus on your strengths and interests, you start to really be able to do the task. And your strengths and interests, how can you find them? You can do by trial and error, by volunteering to find out if you really want to do this job, or if you really like this task, or by an internship. You can also find it out by exploring your childhood preferences, what you did like as a kid. Barbara spoke about she did like to bike, for example, and so she integrated biking somehow in her life. And what also helps to write down your dreams and your happiness level to the dreams. This morning, Anne, I think, spoke about it. And of course, finding the smallest possible step that does not awaken the resistance. Key is also, Barbara said, to get support from other people. Isolation is a dream killer, she said. You can do so by networking with people or finding a coach or mentor who will guide you through the resistance and help broaden your perspective, finding new paths and encourage us on our path. So after the training, I happened to learn that Anne-Wise Cornell has found a way to deal with the inner critic in a new way. Barbara Lenzen told me about it. She was also in our group back then, and it was called inner relationship focusing. And it helps you to deal with your inner critic and old beliefs to increase your self-awareness and self-confidence. And Wiesel regards the inner critic as an inner part of us, a process blocked in the part that has not been completed. And that's why we are stuck. And it shows up as a vague feeling or as a voice with a message, you are not good enough. You will make mistakes and then you will fail. And you start to feel fear, stress, feelings of powerlessness. Well, the inner critic stops us from trying new things. And when we want to find our dreams, we have to do the steps and start to do new things. You know, and the inner critic has a protective function. It wants to help protect us from pain and disappointment. When we learn to listen to our inner critic and find out why he shows up, we can either think about what he suggests, whether it's right or wrong, whether it's valid for us or not, and we can integrate it in our solution. Or it can happen that it is an old story, which is no longer valid. Then we have to say, yeah, it was great that you helped us back then in this way, and now I can deal with it in a new way. Yeah, the steps to normally, yeah, focusing is based on a method that Jean Gentleman found in the late 50s and 60s. He found it when he was trying to find out which the therapy was helpful. And he had a look and found out it is only 10% of people get the results they want when they are in therapy. And it doesn't depend on the therapy. It depends on the way people approach the problem. If there is a problem and people start to think and say, for example, oh, I don't feel well. No, it's not well. It's perhaps, oh, it's in a stomach. My stomach is, how do you say? Contracting or
yeah, like in a, you've got like a ball of stress, yeah, or something, yeah, in your stomach. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and people who tend to search for the right words inside, they find solutions that really help them to overcome big problems. For example, problems in a therapy. So, and he said, oh, only 10%, it's not enough. And he tried and figured out a method. It is six steps to find out to help all people to do the steps necessary to find the real solution. Yeah, and Anne-Wise Cornell took his method and developed inner relationship focusing, a training which I did. The first is we must become aware of the inner critic, that it is there and it what it is trying to tell us. We must allow ourselves to perceive his message and not to be intimidated by his negative messages. Next, we have to listen with interest and curiosity. Instead of shielding ourselves from him or resisting him, we should try to understand what he's trying to tell us. We should also let him know that we appreciate his efforts on our behalf. In doing so, it is extremely important to be compassionate and kind to ourselves. Only in this way, we can meet the critic with the necessary calm and tranquility, because the criticism of the inner critic can be very harsh, so that it's not always easy to listen to him and not to regard him as an enemy. The next step is then to explore and understand the problem that the inner critic is addressing. Why does the inner critic have these messages for us? what is the real problem he's trying to help us solve. And the funny thing is, what the inner critic wants for us is the same what we want for ourselves. We want to be insecure, in safety, security. We want to be safe. We want to have friends. We want to have a house, and we want to be in peace. And the inner critic also wants to feel as safe and happy, but the ways he does is sometimes funny and not so helpful. And finally, we should try to work with our inner critic to find a solution to the problem. Instead of opposing him, we should try to find a solution together. And as I said already, sometimes the critic brings something that doesn't fit to the current situation anymore. It was appropriate and helpful when we were kids or when we were younger, but now it's not good anymore for us. We have to find a new way, or we don't have to be very, to please everybody, for example, something we learned perhaps as a kid when we were punished, when we were not nice. And in this case, when we let the inner critic know that we understand that he helped us back then and we appreciate what he did for us back then he normally says, okay, I see you are now safe without my intervention. Or we can invite him to help us in another problem. By doing so, by entering into the dialogue with our critic and listening, we can better understand ourselves. And by accepting and integrating the inner critic, we can free ourselves from fears and doubts, and we can develop our full potential. It's also a goal, for example, Barbara Scher wanted us to reach. Yeah. By doing so, we develop more self-confidence and to live a fulfilled and satisfied life. What's important for success with Anweiser Cornell's method is to be willing to engage in one's self-examination and to look at yourself honestly. It requires courage to face our own weaknesses and insecurities and not to let one's criticism get one down. It's not so easy. But when you are willing to do so, you will have a lot of gains out of it.
And rewards.
Rewards. Rewards, yeah. Thank you. And you start to feel calmer. And as to me, I notice it's not so easy. I'm trying to solve my problems for quite a while, and I'm still, sometimes struggling. And I noticed that now, after all those years, I start to get the real, message and confidence or attitude towards other people, and to be strong enough to stay with me and my inner self when a lot of stuff comes from outside towards me, to be able to somehow saying, yeah, it's from them, it's not from me. And so I am I'm more protected.
That's great. Mm. It's a really helpful method, isn't it?
Yeah, it's helpful. And what I also noticed in all those years is that you have to what Hayo this morning said, self-care is very important, to have a huge layer with good stuff where you can relax on, because our brains, they have two modes, stress and relax. And we tend to be stressed because our brain reacts more to negative stuff than to positive stuff. It's three times more. So we have to find three positive things to balance
or cancel out
one negative. It's very important to know. And so it's nothing wrong with us. It's natural, it's the nature. And what we can do when the brain is so fixed or negative, we can consciously decide today I look for the good stuff, or we can always look for places where good stuff is. And it can be to look out of the window, for example, at the moment and see wonderful trees and flowers. And so you can, if you do it for 90 seconds, it really has an effect on you, and you have to be really open, really looking. For example, like looking at a baby face or a flower and really take it in for 90 seconds and you have done something. And if you do it 10 times, you are on a good way.
Perfect.
You do it 10 times a day.
Yes. That's great. Thank you so much for sharing this insight and for these methods on how to deal with resistance, because I think it's something that most of us struggle with, and it can stop us from developing our wishes and dreams. And it's so important to actually deal with it and try to find ways to reduce it and to dissolve it. So thank you very much. Does anyone have a question?
Repeat the name of that practitioner who had developed those
this method.
Yeah, that, what was the name again of that?
Jean Gentlin.
Anne Weiser Cornell, and Jean Gentlin.
Great, thank you.
Great. Thank you very much, Susanna. And if anybody has any more questions about this, please feel free to reach out to Susanna directly. Her contact information is on our website.